VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The U.S. on Wednesday again delivered weapons to Ukraine as the Trump administration waits for Russia's response to a ceasefire deal that Kyiv has endorsed. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's up to Russia now.
President Trump says he hopes Moscow signs off on a proposal that could lead to the war ending. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it's important not to get ahead of things, and Russia needs more detailed information from the U.S. before making any decision. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is also waiting for Moscow's answer, saying a 30-day ceasefire would allow both sides to work out a step-by-step plan for ending the war. A Trump envoy is expected to travel this week to Moscow, where he could meet with Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan's military said security forces stormed a train on Wednesday that had been hijacked by separatist militants. It said forces killed all 33 attackers, ending a day-long standoff involving hundreds of hostages. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaprin reports.
The Baloch Liberation Army, or BLA, blew up a railway track and opened fire on the train as it was traveling through southwestern Pakistan. It was carrying over 400 passengers. A military spokesperson said 21 hostages and four security troops were killed over the course of the standoff. The BLA said before the army announcement that it had killed 50 passengers. The group had threatened to start executing hostages unless authorities met a 48-hour deadline. For the release of political prisoners, activists, and missing people it says had been abducted by the military.
Reuters correspondent Arthi